Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's a fly ball into right. Back at the wall. This game is over. Correa ends it. Series is tied in a game apiece.
Victory formation for the Houston Texans. It's over. The Texans beat Kansas City 31-24, and they run their record to 4-2.
Two dubs. What a way to cap off the best sports weekend, maybe in the history of this city. It is Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light, the OG John Lopez Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. We know what the Astros win means. You're basically in a best of five against the Yankees. Gerrit Cole's on the mound in game three. He's also going to be on the mound in game seven. But what does this Texans win mean? I think we are both in agreement on this. This is hands down the biggest win of the Bill O'Brien era.
And just thank you to the sports gods for this weekend. My goodness, it was fun. Even, you know, I know the Astros lost Saturday night. The Aggies lost. The Longhorns lost. But just experiencing it all weekend long and then ending it, capping it off with that last night. Carlos Correa with some redemption and a little hand to the ear, where my haters at now kind of thing. Man, it was fun. It was such a good thing. And for these two teams, these hallmark teams in Houston, the Astros and the Texans, it truly, you legitimately can say it doesn't get any better. I mean, I know the Astros have won a World Series. I'm not talking about the past, but right now, it doesn't get any better than these two, where these two teams are. To have a walk-off home run, as I mentioned, first one since 04 when Chris Burke hit his famous walk-off, and to be in a spot where you can go Cole, Verlander, and that's it for the World Series. Awesome. And then the hallmark win for Bill O'Brien and the Texans. You can argue that all you want, but I just think you're wrong.
I mean, there's no debating who the best team in town is, and probably the best team in the history of this city is this Houston Astros team. Like, this is that's how good they are. And the reason that there's that we look at them that way is because they have World Series hopes. They have a World Series window. That Texans win yesterday, of the two wins, I think it's just as significant as the Astros win, because I think this could be extremely symbolic. I think this win can be symbolic, and this can be the moment where we look at Deshaun Watson and we say, when you have that guy, you can win any game. This is the first time in the Bill O'Brien era where I feel like the Texans can beat anybody on any given Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, can they still lose to anybody on any given Sunday like they did Absolutely. To Carolina a couple weeks ago? Absolutely. And that's been the case with Bill O'Brien. But even when they were winning those nine games last year, we never sat here and looked at each other on a Reaction Monday and said, you know what? This Texans team can beat anybody. You might have thought it, but there wasn't any proof to show you that the Texans could beat anybody. And with what they did against the Saints week one and what they did against the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm not sitting here saying that this Texans team is the favorite or anything like that in the AFC, because you still have the Patriots and you still have this Chiefs team. But this Texans team, for the first time in the Bill O'Brien era, can beat anybody, and it's solely because of the quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Your ceiling right now is higher than it's ever been with Bill O'Brien, and that is a significant thing, that if Deshaun Watson does what we hope he's going to do take the Texans to the ultimate level, hoisting up that Lombardi trophy, this is going to be the win we look at and to where we actually believe that this could possibly happen.
You're absolutely right. There has been no better win. Maybe there's been a more emotional win going into Indy, beat him for the first time. Maybe there's been a more important win, a playoff win against a bad quarterbacked Oakland Raiders team. Yeah, that's more important because it's a playoff win. But there's never been a better kind of, you know, pivoting moment, pivotal and pivoting moment for the franchise than yesterday. It was the biggest win for the franchise. And I said it about an hour ago, and I was actually kind of, you know, second-guessing myself, but it's true. I've never, ever believed that the Texans actually were capable of winning a Super Bowl. I said it an hour ago. They're capable of winning a Super Bowl. I mean, in the history of the organization, I've never believed that. That they could do this if things go the right way. Today, I'm telling you right now, they're capable of doing it.
I mean, just look around the league. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Patriots, they really haven't played anybody. They've gotten a lot of breaks. Their offense is extremely flawed.
I mean, they're the Patriots,
they got
but
issues
still.
They're the Patriots, but they're not the Patriots. Like, the teams that they've played, they got to play the Jets with Sam Darnold out because he had mono. They got to play the Giants without their three best offensive players. The one team they played, the Bills, that was good. And I know they beat the Steelers in between there, but the Bills, their quarterback got hurt. They really haven't played anybody. They really haven't shown anything. The Chiefs yesterday, we saw their flaws. That defense is god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolute hot garbage defense right there. And they've been bullied twice in the last 2 weeks, once by the Colts and once by the Texans. That's a flawed team. Nobody else in the AFC really sticks out. NFC,
Ravens
toe-to-toe with the Saints. Well, the Ravens are all right, but would you bet against the Texans against the Ravens?
I mean, I think they're capable against anyone. I think the Ravens are legit, but your point is still the same. I mean, you talk about just you're coming off a team that a win that had the MVP and was considered one of the two favorites 2 weeks ago to get to the Super Bowl, and you just beat them in their place.
And I mean, I still think they are, but these are not the games that the old Texans win. Mark Vandermeer, he's on before us. He was on Texans radio. He's called every single Texans game. He thinks, I think he kind of sensed that maybe this was coming, that maybe this was going to be on the rundown, because I think you actually had done a hit with Ross Tucker before this, and you had said that this was the biggest win of the Bill O'Brien era.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Vandermeer took a little bit of exception with this, and he went into details about some wins that he thought were bigger than the one we saw yesterday.
The amount of praise they're heaping on the franchise after destroying them 2 weeks ago, and I get it, Johnny, it's pendulum swinging big time.
Yeah.
It's so extreme by some of these media types. You can't call it the biggest win ever for Bill O'Brien. I can't say this is bigger than beating Indy in 2015 when you did it for the first time ever and it paved the way to win the division under him for the first time and for the third time ever when you beat Indy in 2016. Because trust me on this, Johnny, if they lose to the Colts on Sunday, the same people who are heaping praise on them right now will be killing them next week. You just got to keep going here. It's a long campaign.
He's way off on this, and I was actually texting Vandy before the show. He's so off on this, it's ridiculous. I think, you know how we kind of joked that, you know, you got to put yourself in other people's shoes? That might have been a big deal for Mark Vandermeer to be able to call a game.
It goes back to what I said, like emotional and important, but it's not big.
That's fine. 2015, beating a 6-7 Colts team with Brandon Whedon at quarterback and Matt Hasselbeck as the quarterback of the Colts. Come on, you're going to put that in the same category as what we got right now. After that win, did you think that the Texans had a high ceiling? No. You can say that you beat the Colts for the first time. What does that get you? What exactly does that mean? Nothing is the answer to that question. You beat the Chiefs yesterday. You showed that you can hang and you can beat the best teams in the league at their place. That means something. It doesn't matter in the big scheme of things that you beat the Indianapolis Colts. Sure, you can get you can save like a newspaper or something and frame it up and say that's the first time we beat the Colts.
Yeah.
But who cares? It doesn't mean anything. We're not going to look back at that and act like that was something historic. This could be the first step with your quarterback, who is going to be the face of your franchise for the next 10, 15 years. This is the first step to him taking you somewhere where you've never been. You've won division titles before. We have the benefit of hindsight with that win. That win against the Colts in the 2 in 2016 when you beat an 8-8 Colts team twice mean nothing. We saw it. It means nothing. You won division titles. John Lopez laughs at those banners. You laugh at those banners when we go to NRG. You point up to those division banners and
you say
it doesn't matter.
Division titles are for losers.
The goal is to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And when you prove that you can beat some of the best teams in the game on the road for the first time of the Bill O'Brien era, that is more important than beating Matt freaking Hasselbeck and a 6-7 Colts team. It's not even in the same category.
And you know why I think I really believe that even Vandermeer in his heart of hearts knows that this was the biggest win in Texans history? Because he's cautioning not to be too optimistic. Don't get too over the top.
He knows it. But this is the other thing. Yes, it is a week-to-week league. And yes, if the Texans go out there and they wet the bed to the Colts and they lose to the Raiders, yes, it's going to be a fluid process. That's why the NFL is so popular, because it changes. But you know what we're going to have? You know what we're going to be able to hang on to that we haven't been able to hang on to in the whole Bill O'Brien era? the fact that the Texans beat one of the best teams in the league at their place, a team that expects to be in Super Bowl contention at the end of the season, regardless of how flawed their defense is. Yeah. The Texans went out there, and their quarterback was better than the guy that we think is the best quarterback in the league. And you know what? He's been better than Patrick Mahomes all season long. Is this going to last? Who knows? Is Patrick Mahomes a little bit hobbled? Yes, but you know what? He was better, and when you have a good quarterback and you show that you can win games like this, mm-hmm. your ceiling is extremely high. The ceiling for the Houston Texans right now is the highest it's been in 5-plus years. That cannot be minimized. That cannot be overblown, and that doesn't go away just because you lose a game 1 week, regardless of what we say and how upset we get about it. You still have this win, and this is a win that should give Texans fans hope that the sky is the limit as long as you have number four at quarterback.
And just trust how you feel, man. You know, I had to go back and think which one was 2015 and which one was 2016. That's how vague those big wins were. You know, all they were emotional and important, but they weren't the biggest wins in this coach's history, because I couldn't even remember the details. You're going to remember the day that the Texans beat Mahomes in Kansas City and the Chiefs, and especially if they make this run. Because here's the other thing. After any of those wins, or any other big win, you know, you can talk about the Cincinnati game when Deshaun went nuts, or any of the other games. Did you ever think, you know, I think they could make a run?
No.
No one has.
No.
But you know what you think today? I think they could make a run.
I mean, look at
I really do.
And that tells you how important it is. If Deshaun, look, the bottom line is this. It's Reaction Monday. There's overreactions on Reaction Monday. The bottom line is this. If you have a quarterback playing like Deshaun Watson is playing right now, and he's been the best quarterback in the league the last 4 weeks, him and Russell Wilson are the two guys that are on a different level than everybody else. If you have that, you can win any week. You can win any week, especially when it matters the most. And if this continues, and if they continue to build on this, then it's gonna be more fun around here in December/January than it's been in a very long time.
And as far as, like, you know, if they lose next week to Indy, we and a lot of people are gonna be criticizing him. Because the standard has been set higher now too. We know what this team has been able to do the last 3 weeks, you know, and we know what they're capable of offensively, and we know how good.
Two weeks.
And we also know how good this quarterback is. We also know that Bill O'Brien has evolved as a play caller because of the quarterback.
That's you. I'm sitting here with the QB.
He seems to have evolved.
That was his best game.
But you know what? If that all falls back and they kind of revert to some of these old habits and have some bad, of course, what are we not supposed to criticize those or talk about them or analyze them? Of course we will.
And this is the other thing. There's just a swagger on this team. Like, it's one thing to go out there and win, but there's a swagger on this team. This team has toughness that the Texans haven't had in a long time. And I'm just going to go back to when the Texans scored that touchdown. The play at the end of the half where there was the strip sack. You had the strip sack by Charles Omenihu, and then McKinney recovers it, and then Carlos Hyde ends up scoring or whatever. Or whenever Carlos Hyde scored, Carlos Hyde looks into the camera on national TV, looks into it, okay? And he says this.
They can't stop us!
Well, they could.
They can't effing stop us.
They can't stop us!
Right into the camera in Kansas City. And you know what? They couldn't stop you, and the Texans won. There's something different about this squad. There's a little bit of nasty, and it all starts with the quarterback. So don't minimize that, and please, please, please. I know we've gotten ahead of ourselves, and I know it's a week-to-week thing, and it's got to be, you know, somewhat rough, just the roller coaster ride that it is. Please don't try to put this in the same category as beating 6-7 Matt Hasselbeck and the Colts. Please,
right.
Please, please don't do that. Come on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Astros ended the best weekend in the history of this city in style, and it was all about one guy. Carlos Correa shakes those haters off next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.